理课堂听 class.com。Students, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Esther. Happy Lunar New Year. We have a very special article for you about the Lunar New Year, the time when we gather with family, eat holiday treats, and celebrate.
That's right. This is a very special holiday for many of you students, and we're going to spend the next 3 days talking about the importance of this particular holiday.
However, we know that some of you don't celebrate this holiday because you aren't Asian. But we still think you're going to enjoy learning about some very interesting things about the Lunar New Year and celebrations in Asia.
So let's get right into our lesson. Students, we're on page 16 and in line 1. Follow along with us as we listen to the reading now.
Lunar New Year. Gather with family, eat some holiday treats, and celebrate. Every year about this time, the same things happen. Busy cities empty, traditional markets fill with holiday shoppers, and people journey home. Many Lunar New Year traditions, like giving red envelopes and having family reunions, have been going on for years. Yet the way people celebrate this traditional holiday has also changed over time.Holiday travel. During Lunar New Year, also called Spring Festival, people return to their hometowns, often in the countryside, to gather with their extended families. In China, the massive migration of people from city to countryside has a special name, Chun Yun, which means spring transportation. Around 2 billion train, bus, boat, or plane trips are made within China each holiday season.For these travelers, the long wait to buy tickets and the even longer rides on crowded buses and trains are worth it. In recent years, however, some urban families have decided to avoid the holiday crowds altogether by going abroad. In 2006, some 35 million trips were made overseas during the holiday period. Popular destinations included Thailand, Malaysia, and Australia.
Welcome back! Today we're talking about Lunar New Year, the time of year when many families spend time together, eat a lot of food, and do traditional things. I love this time of year.
I do too. Of course, I never celebrated the Lunar New Year when I was a child, but this is my 5th year in Asia, so it's my 5th Lunar New Year celebration. Now, Esther, you grew up here in Asia. Did you do the same things each year during Lunar New Year?
Yes.Our family gets together on New Year's Eve, and we eat a special meal. We visit relatives and friends, and I usually make a trip to Dihua Jie. Now let's see what our author has to say about things people do during the Lunar New Year. As we read in line 1, every year about this time, the same things happen. Busy cities empty, traditional markets fill with holiday shoppers,and many people journey home.
That's right. Now let's look at those 3 things one by one. First, if you live in Taipei, you've experienced the emptying of the city. Taipei empties of people during this time. It's actually quite nice if you want a little break from a city that's always on the go.
I agree, but on the other hand, many places are closed, so people can't go to all of their favorite restaurants or stores.That's okay, though, because the traditional markets are open. Rachel, do you enjoy shopping at the traditional markets?
I sure do. Just like you, Esther, each year I go to Dihua Jie, and it's so crowded, but that's part of the fun of the Lunar New Year celebration. Now let's talk about a traditional market. A traditional market is a big market with a lot of different vendors who sell all kinds of things, from food to clothes to jewelry to shoes, etc.
Traditional markets are different from stores. The food in the traditional markets is fresh, and the prices are usually cheaper than what you'll find in a grocery store. During Lunar New Year, many special things are sold in the traditional market, like New Year's candy and dried fruit. Rachel, what do you usually buy when you go to the traditional market?
Well, I usually like to buy fruit and vegetables if I go on a daily basis, and sometimes I like to try other things. At Dihuajie, I always buy dried beef and dried fruit. And I like trying all of the free samples, too. That makes shopping at the traditional market even more fun.
I'm sure it does. Now let's move on to the third thing that always happens at this time of year. People journey home. People go back to where they were born and where they grew up to spend time with their family. We could say that most people return to their hometowns.
That's right. And when they are with their family, they do traditional things, like give away red envelopes or hongbaos. Esther, when you were a child, I'm sure you got hongbaos, right?
Yes, I got hongbaos as a child and even when I grew up as an adult. However, unmarried adult children also get hongbaos too. So I got hongbaos until I got married. Since working, though, I've also been giving out red envelopes. In fact, it's a tradition for children to give red envelopes or hongbaos to their parents during the Lunar New Year.
Wow, and as we read on, many families also have family reunions, which have been going on for years. Now, a family reunion is when people get together for a special occasion. Reunions are get-togethers, but there can be other kinds of reunions like class reunions. And probably some of you have been to a class reunion. And most of you have probably been to family reunions. This is a place for people to reunite. Notice how those two words are similar. If you reunite with someone, you come back together, and a reunion is a great time to do that.
So we've been talking about traditional ways that people have celebrated Lunar New Year, but our author also mentions that the way people celebrate this holiday has also changed over time.
That's right, Esther. So we're going to talk about the traditional things to do and the not-so-traditional things to do. So let's move on to our next paragraph, which has the title, Holiday Travel. But before we go too far, we should mention that this holiday, Lunar New Year, can also be called Spring Festival. It's called Spring Festival because the Lunar New Year signifies the beginning of spring.
That's right. And for the listeners who don't know, it's called Lunar New Year because some countries in Asia follow the lunar calendar, a calendar based on the cycles of the moon. So during this time, people return to their hometowns, often in the countryside, to gather with their extended families. Now, Rachel, what's an extended family?
Well, your extended family usually includes several generations. For example, my extended family would include my parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings, and my siblings, spouses, and children. Your extended family is bigger than your immediate family, which would just include your parents, siblings, and spouse, if you have one, as well as your own children.
So at a family reunion, you will be able to see a lot of people in your extended family. And many people return to their hometowns, which may actually be in the countryside. That's why the big cities are empty, because most people leave the city to go home.
And they go home to gather with their extended families. Remember, to gather with people means to meet together or come together. Well, students, we have much more to talk about, but right now we need to visit the chat room and take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. And we'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. It's really nice to be here. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
I'd like to chat about hometown. That's where a person is born or grew up, right?
Right. Or it can also be the place that someone has lived for a very long time.
Really? Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's say someone was born in Texas and lived there until he was 10. Then he moved to Michigan and lived there until he graduated from high school. And then he went to college and moved to California.
It sounds like he moved around a lot. So where does he call home now?
Well, if you ask him where his hometown is, he will probably say California, because he's lived there for many years.
Hometown, 中文翻译成老家、家乡，但是意思跟我们中文讲的家乡又不大一样。对美国人而言 ,hometown 就是他的 home 的所在地，也就是他最熟悉的地方。这个地方也许不是他的出生地，而是他父母亲现在住的地方。那如果他的父母亲已经过世了，那他现在居住的地方就是他的 hometown。
What about where he was born? Why doesn't he call that his hometown?
Well, remember that the U.S. is a very big place, and these states are hundreds of miles apart. And since he never lived in Texas after the age of 10, he really wouldn't consider that as a hometown, because he's not familiar with it anymore.
东方人提到老家或家乡指的往往是他家族的根源，你也许会去到大陆的某个省去寻根，那是个永远不会变的地方。但是对美国人而言，一个 hometown 一定是他最熟悉的地方。如果他是在美国的南方出生，但是小时候就搬离开南方了，那他就不会称南方为他的 hometown， 因为他已经对那个地方不熟悉了。
So if not a hometown, what should I call the place my grandparents and great-grandparents are from?
Well, you could probably call that your ancestral home, but not your hometown.
家族的根源老家可以用 ancestral home. Ancestral 就是 ancestor, A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R, 祖先的形容词。
Okay, let's now take a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hello, students. Welcome back. We're talking about Lunar New Year, and we're on page 17 and in line 4 if you're following along in your magazines. Now, before the break, we learned that the same things happen each year during Lunar New Year. For example, traditional markets fill with holiday shoppers, and many people return to their hometowns to gather with their extended families.
They leave the city and head to the countryside. In line 4, our author tells us that in China, the massive migration of people from city to countryside has a special name, 春运, which means spring transportation.
春运.
Good.
That's interesting. I think it's neat that there's a specific word for the people who travel from city to countryside, and it truly is a massive migration.Now let's first look at that keyword, massive, or that word massive. If something is massive, then it is really, really big. It's huge.
That's right. We can also use like enormous or gigantic. We often use this word when talking about a large group of people, a massive group of people. So in China, there is a massive migration of people. The migration describes the movement of people from one place to another.
So if you migrate somewhere, then you travel to another place. We often use this word when talking about birds that move from place to place. And the birds migrate to find food. Now, sometimes we use this word to mean that you move from one country to another. But that's not what our author is talking about here. She's using this word migration to describe the act of moving from one city to another city, but all within the same country.
Good point. So this massive migration is known as 春运, which means spring transportation. We mentioned that this holiday can also be called spring festival. So even though this time of year might still feel like winter, it signifies the beginning of spring.
And reading on in line 8, we find out that about 2 billion train, bus, boat, or plane trips are made within China each holiday season. And wait a second, I got to say that number again. 2 billion, that is a lot of trips. That's amazing. And people use many kinds of transportation to travel to their hometown. Some ride the train, others take the bus, others take a boat, and some people like to fly in an airplane. Esther, what's your favorite way to travel during the Lunar New Year?
Well, if I have to travel, I like to take the train because I can just sit back and enjoy the scenery. But that's only if I manage to get train tickets. You have to get your train tickets early if you want to fly or take the train.
In fact, many people have to wait in long lines to buy tickets. But for these travelers, the long wait to buy tickets and the even longer rides on crowded buses and trains are worth it. These people just want to go home, so they're willing to wait a long time to buy tickets. And it is true that the buses and trains are crowded. They are full of people.
They sure are. Let's move on to line 12, where we read that in the recent years, however, some urban families have decided to avoid the holiday crowds altogether by going abroad. So nowadays, it's also popular for people to leave the country and go abroad.
And you mentioned a key word there, Esther, urban. If something is urban, then it is related to the city. If you are an urban family, then you live in the city. The opposite of urban is rural. I've told you before that I grew up in a rural town, but now I live in an urban area. Esther, what about you? Have you always lived in an urban area?
No, when I lived in Canada, I lived in a suburb, a residential area away from the city center. But I spent many years living in Taipei, an urban area. Back to these urban families. Instead of leaving the city to go to the countryside, some urban families are avoiding the holiday crowds altogether by going abroad. According to our author, in 2006, some 35 million trips were made overseas during this holiday period.
Wow, some 35 million trips. Now, students, you can use the word some in front of a number to mean about that many or more or less. It's an approximation. We could say about 35 million people traveled abroad. Anyway, where did a lot of these people go, Esther?
Well, very popular destinations included Thailand, Malaysia, and Australia. Rachel, do you usually go abroad during the Lunar New Year?
Well, sometimes I go abroad and sometimes I stay in Taipei. I've done both, but if I do go abroad, I usually go to a warmer place. One year I went to the Philippines. Another year I went to Hawaii. But I do enjoy being in Taipei for at least some of the Lunar New Year celebrations. Well, students, are any of you going abroad?
If so, why don't you write to tell us about where you're going? Right now, we need to watch a review skit, and then we'll be back with some review questions.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It is. It's time to go to traditional markets.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's time for family reunions.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Chinese New Year. It's time to celebrate.
This year, we'll return to our family home.
Yeah, again.
And we'll see our whole extended family.
Just like we always do.
Oh, yes, it's time for the massive migration of people from the city to the countryside.
Yeah, Dad, did you remember to buy the tickets?
No, we have to wait in long lines for the bus tickets.
Yeah, and the train tickets, too.
And then we'll have to take a long ride on a crowded train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's avoid the holiday crowds this year.
What? How are we going to do that, honey?
Well, let's just not go home. Let's
What?
Go overseas instead.
What?
Well, think about it. Maybe it's time for a new New Year's tradition.
Traditional market. When you travel to another country, visit a traditional market to find interesting local goods. Reunion. At my high school reunion, I saw many classmates I hadn't seen for years. Massive. It will take a massive effort to rebuild this town after the large earthquake. Urban. Living in an urban area is very convenient because stores and restaurants are everywhere.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 reunion 这个名词。RE 这个字首有再一次的意思，所以 reunion 是指亲友或同学们的团圆或重聚。例如 ,at our elementary school reunion, most of us still could recognize each other. 小学同学会聚会的时候，大部分的同学还是彼此都认得出来。或者是 ,our entire family had a reunion when my grandma turned 80.外婆八十大寿的时候，我们整个家族一起团圆庆祝。继续我们看的是 massive 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 mass, 大量这个名词。所以 massive 是指大量的、大批的或者是巨大的。例如 ,their computer system cannot handle receiving massive emails larger than 5 megabytes. 他们的电脑系统无法应付接收超过5 megabytes 以上的大型的电子邮件。或者是 ,this massive conference room can hold 500 people. 这个超大型的会议室可以容纳500个人。最后我们看的是 migration 这个名词。MIGR 这个字根有移动或漂泊的意思。所以 migration 是指迁移或移居。例如 ,in recent years, there has been a great migration of poor farmers into the cities looking for jobs. 最近几年来有大群穷困的农民迁移到大都市里找工作。Migration 也指动物的迁徙。例如 ,he's been studying the migration of Canadian geese for years. 多年来他都一直在研究加拿大雁的移居行为。And that'll be all for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Lunar New Year. Gather with family, eat some holiday treats, and celebrate. Every year about this time, the same things happen. Busy cities empty, traditional markets fill with holiday shoppers, and people journey home. Many Lunar New Year traditions, like giving red envelopes and having family reunions, have been going on for years. Yet the way people celebrate this traditional holiday has also changed over time.Holiday travel. During Lunar New Year, also called Spring Festival, people return to their hometowns, often in the countryside, to gather with their extended families. In China, the massive migration of people from city to countryside has a special name, Chun Yun, which means spring transportation. Around 2 billion train, bus, boat, or plane trips are made within China each holiday season.For these travelers, the long wait to buy tickets and the even longer rides on crowded buses and trains are worth it. In recent years, however, some urban families have decided to avoid the holiday crowds altogether by going abroad. In 2006, some 35 million trips were made overseas during the holiday period. Popular destinations included Thailand, Malaysia, and Australia.
Alright, students, we have some review questions for you. Close your magazines. Question number one. What is another name for Lunar New Year? A. Spring Reunion. B. Spring Transportation. Or C. Spring Festival. Do you remember? Let's see if Esther remembers. Esther, what's the answer?
Well, another name for the Lunar New Year is C. Spring Festival.Now, let's review. Second question is, how many people made trips overseas in 2006? A. 2 billion. B. 35 million. C. 2 million. Rachel, do you know?
I do, Esther. This is a little bit tricky because we're talking about trips overseas, not within the country. So that answer is B.35 million people traveled abroad. And students, are you traveling this year? Maybe some of you are traveling right now. If you are, we hope that you have a safe trip and that you'll join us next time as we continue to watch talk about Lunar New Year.
So from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, Happy New Year and goodbye!
Goodbye!